Welcome back to the Paul Bonney Communications postgame show. Schultze, Bist, Kell with you down near Lake Bemidji with the victorious head coach of the Beavers, Brent Bolte. Brent, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Boy, Southwest has such an explosive offense, and they were missing some parts of the puzzle there, but your defense had another whale of a day.
Yeah, we played well, and, you know, they are banged up over on their side. I think Gimble has a real bad shoulder injury, unfortunately, their starting quarterback, but contain their big play receivers. They got good running backs, and yeah, we played pretty well on our side of the ball.
They were able to move the ball on you, Brent, there in the first half. Could have been a different football game, but your defense came up so big at that 30-yard line range, they just could not get past you guys when it came to crunch time.
Yeah, I'm going to take all the credit. It's all coaching there, you know, but I'm joking. But we made some decent plays, and then they would hit us on some runs and gash us a little bit. We were trying to play a gap short to protect versus the pass and double team number four. I wish we would have changed that earlier and got out of it, and then we got out of that later in the second quarter and the third quarter. I thought we played pretty good, and then they got the late one against, you know, the younger guys. So overall, pretty happy.
Well, Coach, you had a great game by your running back, Andrew Lukowski. Over 100 yards there in that first half. What was the key for him?
Yeah, he's just a really good football player. I thought the offensive line played a lot better than last week. Starts with him. If we're going to have success, and for any of the backs, running backs, quarterbacks, starts with our O-line. So they did a nice job opening holes, and he's super patient. He's got really good vision. So you give credit to Andrew and the offensive line. They did a really good job.
If Jordy Hine took some grief for last week's offensive performance, he made up for it in those three first half touchdown completions. They were three pinpoint accuracy plays, weren't they?
Yeah, he did a really good job. I think he was pretty frustrated, maybe more embarrassed after last week when he played. And he's such a good football player. He takes everything, you know, so personally. So it was good for him to get off to a fast start and get the ball rolling.
Well, I think the game really changed for you guys, and you were able to pull away when you got that face masking penalty on the sack. You were, were going to be pinned back third and long. Instead, it's first down. You guys marched the field. And then, of course, I got to give you guys a lot of credit on the coaching staff. That was a perfectly executed 40-second drive to get to the touchdown at the end of the first half.
Yeah, that was a big 14 points that we got there at the end, because, you know, we pooched it and the kid muffed it after we had scored, and then we went down and got the last one there too. And so, yeah, it was a really good job by the offensive staff. And, again, it's fun when things are clicking, and that's when you get to see that high-potent offense get back to what we've been doing in the past.
You guys did great on time management there late in that first half. At what point did you go, okay, we need to run out some clock?
Well, I think we talked about it really after we had one bad drive where we went, you know, three and out in a span of maybe 20 seconds. So we sat down and we're like, hey, guys, seriously, let's get the clock running and get moving. So I thought overall they did an extremely good job on the offensive side of the ball, managing the clock, and then, you know, we burned all of our timeouts. So they really had to do a good job because we didn't have any wiggle room there.
Brent, winning in college is difficult. This is now eight straight homecoming wins. That's beyond fluke. That's just downright impressive now.
That's good scheduling, baby. this was no fluke playing these guys. Gunner said it earlier in the week. This is probably our best opponent that we've played. He's probably right. Southwest is a good ball club. When they're healthy, they're as good as anybody in the South. So we're going to take it, and we're going to enjoy it and get ready for next week.
And most importantly, how was the lake temperature today for you, Brent?
You know, I got up early and took a lap, and it really, you know, got me ready for it. So it honestly wasn't too bad, to be honest with you. So the boys had fun, and certainly I did too. Get tossed around. It's like a mosh pit in there. So I love it. Hopefully we can keep doing it.
Coach, next week, how do you prepare for your team for your next opponent?
Honestly, I don't even know who we play.
Crookston.
Crookston, okay.
Battle of the Hubcap.
that's true. We got the Hubcap series. So we'll take it. We'll take a look at them on Sunday. I honestly haven't even looked past today, and we haven't been playing good enough to worry about who we're playing next. So we'll see what the Crookston have, the Screaming Eagles down there have, and we'll be ready to roll.
Good luck.
Thank you.